to Life Lessons. We're Jen and Sherry.
I'm Jen Stevens, a retired teacher of 28 years and the author of the New York Times bestseller, Fast, Feast, Repeat.
And I'm Sherry Bullock. I've worked in healthcare for over 26 years, and I've been an active volunteer for many organizations.
We're both wives and moms, and let's face it, we're the glue that holds it all together in our homes. In our careers, we have always been problem solvers who help others.
And that's what we'll be doing here, answering questions you didn't know you had, one smart solution at a time.
We're always looking for ways to make our lives easier, help us be more productive, or improve our health and wellness. So, let's live our best lives one day at a time, and let's have some fun along the way. Hi, everybody. We're so glad you're here today. Welcome to this week's episode of the Life Lessons Podcast. How are you doing today, Sherry?
I'm doing great. How
are
you?
Anything new going on with you?
Well, I'm pretty excited because today was the first day that the Life Lessons VIP community was open and live. And
it's fun watching people come in.
Yes. Yeah. So that's exciting.
People don't know, can I share what happened behind the scenes?
Sure.
Oh my God. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to throw up for 3 days.
You and me both.
So with the Delay Don't Deny community, we're on Circle. And so with the enterprise membership, which we got because it like has all the bells and whistles, you actually can get 3 communities. And we just have only had the Delay Don't Deny community, but we wanted to set up the Life Lessons VIP community. So I was like, all right, I want to do it. How do I set it up with my current plan? They're like, we'll set it up as a free trial, and then we will merge it with your current plan, and all will be well. They did merge it.
They
said they merged it. They did merge it, but it didn't take.
Okay.
So here's what happened. We set it up. We went in. We got everything just right. We put all the spaces in. We uploaded all the episodes. We were posting stuff. Then all of a sudden, was it Saturday?
Saturday or Sunday. It was gone.
And all of a sudden went to, your plan is canceled. We're like, what? And there was some kind of glitch, I think, because it also happened for about 1 minute in the Delay Don't Deny community. It was when they were like charging my credit card. It like didn't quite take. So it showed that the Delay Don't Deny community was canceled to me and to Roxy for like 1 minute. Did you know that?
I was asleep that day, okay. But I saw you guys. I was panicking when I woke up. Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, what does that mean? And then like 1 minute later, I got an email that the charge had gone through. And then it was no longer canceled. And I'm like, okay, breathe. We're fine. It's fine. A couple of members were like, where's the community? But then it was like, I was like, go look again. And it was like, okay, not very many people noticed it. But somehow I think that like kicked out the Life Lessons community.
Yeah.
At that same time. That was when it was gone. And so because it was a long weekend, you know, we're recording this. It's President's Day weekend we just had. And so people were not at work. And so I'm like, help, we're going live on Wednesday. First thing I would do in the morning is I would look, it still wasn't there. We're like, is everything we did going to be gone? So then yesterday was Tuesday and I'm driving back, Chad, and I made a quick trip to the beach. We were driving back home and I got an email from my support guy there. And he's like, sorry, I was off for the weekend, but it's fixed now. I'm like, oh, thank God. I mean, it was like 4 p.m.
Yeah. I texted Jen yesterday morning. I was at work and it was probably 5 a.m. And I said, Jen, I'm starting to panic. What are we going to do?
I was like, don't panic, which was a lie because I was also panicking, but I was trying to be calm.
You were the voice of reason.
I was so panicked.
I said, Jen says not to panic. I'm trying not to panic, but I'm kind of panicking.
Well, Jen was panicking too, but I was trying to play it cool.
Yeah. And then I woke up to that message from you saying it was live. So.
Well, let me share the secret reason we're at the beach. I'm trying to get Chad to move full-time to the beach. Sherry knows this. So everybody just send helpful vibes to Jen convinced Chad to retire and move to the beach.
That sounds
he's eligible
great.
To retire. That's why I'm all of a sudden doing it. He doesn't know if he's going to. He's eligible to retire. He hasn't decided.
Well,
so.
I mean, you've been in Augusta because of his job. And if he doesn't have a job, there's nothing tying you to Augusta anymore.
So he's not. He's on the fence, but. I know this will surprise people. This was his first trip to the beach cottage ever. I was so scared he wouldn't like it. And I think that's why he didn't want to go. He was afraid he would go to this place that I love so much and then be like, this is crappy. This is awful. Why did we buy it? Because it was built in 1956.
Right.
So Lord knows what you're going to see. But he went. He loved it.
Yes. It's so quaint.
He's like, this is so much better than I thought it would be. I'm like, well, good. And he like said super nice things about the way I had it decorated and arranged. And
oh, good.
He was trying to, the toilet runs a little bit and he's trying to fix that. And he's like, I need to paint this railing out here. And I'm like, all right, we're coming back.
All right. That's great.
It was very exciting. So everybody send positive vibes. He would not want me to be talking about this, everybody, but you send the positive vibes. Hopefully we'll be making a move. I don't know. I'm trying to convince him. We're not sold yet, but.
Well, getting closer. You at least got him there.
I did. It's 4 hours each way. That's the part. You know, you have to stop to go to the bathroom 2 times. And for me, usually it's in the morning and I'm drinking coffee, and coffee makes me have to go to the bathroom soon. Yeah, you know, I drink the coffee and my bladder's like, stop. So I have to stop. And then I'm drinking something else and I have to stop again. So being 2 bathroom stops away from the beach is a long way.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to run over there. Anyway, we'll see.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
So now it's time for our weekly good news segment. And today we have a customer service shout out from Lori in Pennsylvania. She shared, my son and fiance were planning a 2023 wedding. However, after she graduated from college, came home, and visited with her grandmother, they decided to move the wedding up sooner due to the grandmother's health conditions. Since they are planning to move out of the area and are currently sleeping at parents' homes, we offered to get them a room at a nearby B&B. I'm going to try to say this correctly. I think it's the Sayre Mansion. It's S-A-Y-R-E. So they went to get them a room at the Sayre Mansion for the night of their wedding. She said, my husband, Jim, had to call the place to see if my son could arrive earlier in order to prep for the wedding. And the lady there asked some more questions. Jim told her the story, the impromptu nuptials, and the lady said she would call him back. She called soon afterwards to say that they upgraded the room he had reserved to a carriage house suite for more privacy. This was so nice of them. I'm sure the soon-to-be honeymooners will be appreciative of this gesture, and we will definitely be recommending the Sayre Mansion in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to others.
That was so nice, and it's spelled S-A-Y-R-E. So if you're looking for it, the Sayre Mansion in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, that was
I'm glad they were able to move
it up.
It's
a nice gesture.
Yeah, so that our grandmother could be there. I love it. So listeners, we need your stories. Send your good news story to connect@lifelessonscommunity.com. We want to hear about companies that have given you exceptional customer service, or share anything that might be inspirational to fellow listeners. We look forward to hearing from you and sharing your good news in an upcoming episode. So before we get to the life lesson of the week, we like to take a minute to talk about companies that make it possible for us to bring you the podcast. And once again, because this episode is kind of cleanish related, we're soon to be wrapping up our cleanish book study, but we're going to be talking about sunlight and saunas, and that's part of our detoxification self-cleaning toolbox. So if you go to jenstevens.com/cleanish, you can see all the different things that I recommend, from Beauty Counter to the meal kits that I like that are organic, to Branch Basics cleaning products. All of those links are there with the discount codes that you can use and the way that you can save money. And it also helps us continue to do our work. So that's jenstevens.com/cleanish.
And now it's time for our life lesson of the week. This week, we are going to learn about infrared sauna therapy. We have Nicole from Sunlight and Saunas with us today to share her expertise on this subject. As you know, Jen and I love our sunlight and saunas for many reasons. Detox, like we talked about on episode 64, anti-aging, relaxation, and for me, the mental health boost and better sleep. And I just want to say real quick, before we get started, that I have been using my infrared sauna since November, and this is the first year that I have not had any effects of seasonal affective disorder, which I struggle with a lot. If you listen to our episode on SAD last winter, you'll know that. And I credit my daily sauna use to the boost in my moods this winter. And as we are quickly approaching spring, my moods and energy have never dipped this winter, and I am feeling wonderful. So, Nicole, welcome. And I really wanted you to know that little piece of information because I think that's something that your company needs to know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, and it's interesting you say that. I mean, Sunlight, and we've been around for 22 years now. And the benefits when we started out, of course, we couldn't have looked into the future to see like all of the benefits that we know to be true now. But especially over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of work done in the mental health space and infrared sauna and finding that connection. Obviously, a lot of people are struggling even more. You know, we're having more mental health, more depression, all of those issues. And so it's been really neat to see that, to see the research come forth. And the best is always hearing personal stories as well. So,
yeah, personal testimonies, I just feel like are a lot more powerful than any research study for most people. I mean, there's the scientific minded people who want to see the science, but then there's the people that just want to hear personal experience.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And we're all very much a study of one. So Sherry feeling better is a great, I guess, indicator that it makes her feel better.
Yeah, right.
In your own study of one. So let's begin by having you explain the difference between infrared saunas and conventional dry or steam saunas. Because when most of us think of saunas, you know, we're picturing someone like burning something or pouring steam or something that looks really hard and mysterious.
Yes, yes. So they're the same, obviously, in that, you know, there's heat involved, but really that's kind of where it stops and starts because they're very different. The traditional sauna, whether it's a steam or there's some rock stacks sometimes that you plug in or fire or whatever it may be. First of all, the experience is different because they're very hot, 200 plus degrees.
Wow.
A lot of times you're just trying to endure that experience. You know, if you can just get another 30 seconds, another minute, that sort of a thing. And that's my personal experience when I've used traditional saunas. The reason that you're sweating in a traditional sauna is because it's heating up that ambient air around you. So it's similar to a sweat that is induced from exercise or induced from just being outside on like a really hot day in Arizona or something like that, because your body is just being heated up by the air. And so now your body is just trying to cool back down. Infrared is very different because you're heated up from the inside out. Okay. So when you sweat from an infrared sauna, it's actually because you're getting a rise in your core body temperature. And the rise in the core body temperature and that sweat is different. You have two different types of sweat glands. They're activated for two different reasons. And so most of the time, the ones that are activated are the ones that, because we're hot, we're trying to cool down. This is one that mimics almost like when you have a fever, it's almost like a false fever. And so that with the infrared, it reaches you on a cellular level. And so it's just a much different experience, and the experience is not as hot. So with an infrared sauna, you're probably, you can set it to whatever you want, but you're talking probably like 125 to 150, something like that. So although that's still warm, it's more enjoyable.
It's a bearable, enjoyable warm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Never like, wow, this is so hot, I can't stand it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was so interesting.
Yeah. And for each person, even that varies. Like, I'm just a cold person. I'm always cold. So when I started saunaing regularly several years ago, for me, 125, 130 was like, I couldn't go beyond that. Now I've gotten used to it and I've pushed it. And so I don't even get in my sauna till it's like 140, 145. And I prefer that like 150, right? So each person's different. And so that's kind of fun. If you're a sauna user, it's kind of fun to kind of chat with your other friends and see who's doing what. And
I like it all the way up.
Hear the story. Yeah. Yeah.
So start out by just explaining what is infrared and then explain the difference between near, mid, and far infrared.
Mm-hmm. Infrared is just part of the sun's wavelengths, but it's one of the ones you can't see. So there's some you can see and some you can't. It's the invisible part. Infrared wavelengths take all the like soothing, healing part of the sun, because obviously there's bad wavelengths too, right? Those are at higher frequencies. So the higher frequency is not good, right? The lower frequency is good. There's also then far, mid, and near. So there's those three different wavelengths. And I would say that the far is really the most important for a couple of reasons. Number one, it travels the farthest. It's the one that travels into and heats you up on that cellular level.
So it's the most penetrating.
Yep, exactly. And because of that, it kind of gives you many, many benefits. So whether it's anti-aging, injury prevention, weight loss, detox, immunity building, it covers all of those things. When you separate out mid and near from far, it takes a couple of those benefits and like levels them up a notch. So again, the far is giving you all the benefits, but separating out mid and near, you'll get a few of those leveled up a bit. So mid specifically, it's more of that muscular level, right? So it doesn't go as far. It's kind of that mid mid-range, and it's really great for injury prevention or recovering from injuries. People who are active or want to stay active, maybe healing after a surgery or after, you know, like I broke my foot a few summers ago, and so it was really helpful. I was able to get out of and off the crutches and like back to normal. Well, it's about half the time is what they told me it was going to take is what it took. So that was really awesome. So things like that, but it could be for professional athletes are definitely going to want that. Even people like I'm a runner, but you know, mid 40s and trying to keep running and not kill myself. So it's really great for that as well. And then you've got the near. Near infrared is super surface level. You know, it's your skin level. It's great for that anti-aging piece. I kind of call it like the vanity wavelength, right? So fine lines, wrinkles, cellulite, but it's also great for things like psoriasis, eczema, acne. You don't sweat from near infrared. It's also important to note if people are looking, you have to really pay attention to the placement of where the near is. The near doesn't travel as far, so you do have to be close to the source. When it comes to saunas, sometimes manufacturers will put the near in the ceiling or at the front of the sauna, say by the door when you walk in. So although they can claim they're delivering near infrared, the end user isn't getting it. So you do have to be close to the source. So something to note if you're looking into it more deeply.
So a big question that came up was, near infrared or infrared, how does it compare to red light therapy for the skin? Is it similar? Is it better? Is it a whole different ball game?
It is similar, but it's not the same. The way they work is different, and I'm not a red light therapy expert by any means. It is similar because they do have skin benefits, but the way that they're delivered is different. And from the way that sunlighten transfers the near infrared, we do that through LEDs. You have to do that. Near is actually comes from the hottest part of the sun. So it would just destroy you. I mean, the heat is like unbearable. The really cool thing about near infrared is the way that we sunlighten convert it into those LEDs. You know that you're getting 99% emissivity is what we call it. But basically what that means is you're getting 99% of what's emitted. I don't know the science behind red light and, you know, all of that. It has skin benefits, but they're definitely two different things. I know a lot of people that will take their red light mat or whatever they use and use it in conjunction with the sauna.
Okay. That was my next question. If you could still use red light with sauna.
Yeah.
You can. Like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. And you'll get all the benefit.
Yeah.
My latest book that just came out talks about our body's self-cleaning mechanisms and, of course, detoxification. And so we know that a sauna promotes detoxification. Could you get into that a little bit for us?
That comes from that 3-degree rise in your core body temperature. And essentially what it does is it heats the water up in the cell. That water kind of starts to boil. And so at that point, the body starts detoxing. Of course, sauna sweat is a huge part of that, but you also have to think like not everything's going to come out through the sweat. So it also gets all those toxins out and you're going to continue to get those out through urine and things as well. There are some things like I know there's products or different things you can take for detox where it's not going to make you sweat. It's only going to make it detox through your internal systems through the urine. And so it's pretty cool how with sauna, you can activate all of those things. And there's a really neat study out about that, that we have been talking about a lot, where they tested heavy metals and they tested in sauna use. And there was blood samples that were taken, blood and urine and sweat. And what they found was that in 80%, and I don't remember how large the study was, but they found that in 80%, it showed no mercury levels specifically, but it was still found in the sweat.
So the body was detoxing it.
Yes. Wow.
And yes. I want to point out, somebody might have gotten scared by the wording that you used when you said that your cells are like going to be, quote, boiling. They're not literally boiling.
No, just the water.
I just wanted to
it's like
to say
it's
that.
Like a vibration.
But the water is not literally at the boiling temperature of 212 inside your cells, everybody. So
no,
it's vibrating. It's moving.
It's vibrating. It's a 3-degree rise in your core body temperature.
Right. So I just wanted to throw that out there because somebody might be like, well, I don't want to be boiling. That sounds
no, bad. No, of course.
It's not like literal water boiling.
Correct.
Your body, it's heating up. We know, I was an elementary science teacher, that, you know, as things get hot, they vibrate more quickly. Matter moves more quickly when it is hotter. So
yeah,
there we have it.
Exactly.
Another great benefit of the sauna is improved cardiovascular health. So talk to us about how sauna use helps improve your cardiovascular health.
Because it heats you, you actually get a passive cardio workout when you're doing this. So I don't know if you have ever paid attention when you're using your sauna. I always notice, though, that my heart rate, I mean, it does. It increases your heart rate because it increases the circulation. So as your body's heating up, it's also increasing the circulation, which is, you know, now things are pumping quicker and now the heart's moving. So that's how it helps with cardio. So it's really great, too, for like elderly people or people who can't be as active. You know, you can't go out and run and do things, but you know that you're still doing something really great for your heart. And we've partnered with several cardiologists over the years for that exact reason, because they love it for their patients that can't maybe handle like a rigorous exercise, but it's a great opportunity for them to still get the muscle, heart muscles pumping.
Like a passive workout.
That's right.
It gets that heart rate up. I mean, I remember back in, what was it, the 80s when we were all doing our cardio aerobics and we were checking our heart rate all the time.
Right. Right?
We knew we wanted our heart rate to be up in that zone to get those benefits. So also we've heard that saunas promote muscle recovery and also pain relief. Can you talk about that a little bit?
For both of that, the mid-infrared's really great. I mean, far and mid for muscle recovery. And it kind of goes back to that circulation piece. So because it's oxygenating and getting more things to the muscle and getting things moving within the body, it does help with that. It's increased flexibility is one of the benefits, and muscle aches. I work out with the trainer a couple of days a week, and I always like immediately go sauna afterwards, or if I can, definitely that same day. And I've noticed a huge decrease in like that. She pushes me. And so I have a huge decrease, you know, usually that next day or two, you're in like all that pain. And so it's great because I don't have that anymore.
That is great. Yeah.
I can say I'm approaching 28 years in healthcare this summer. I work weekends, three nights usually. Usually by the time I'm back home and ready to relax, my body is feeling every one of my 48 years. So like this morning I woke up and I was feeling stiff and sore. My back was killing me. Like I didn't even want to sit on the couch. My back hurt. And I just went and got my sauna and turned on the pain relief program. And it's amazing how in 30 minutes, my back was more limber and the pain was like greatly diminished. There's some reasons I love it, but I love it for that. It doesn't
huge.
Make me feel like I'm falling apart.
Yeah.
So this is a subject I know that our listeners really want to learn about, and they ask us questions about this in our community all the time. Let's talk about the anti-aging effects. Exactly how do saunas help us hold back or turn back the hands of time?
Two reasons. One is the far infrared. When you think about how much it makes you sweat, infrared sauna use, you know, it's opening those pores. It's literally clearing them out, right? It's getting away, clearing the debris. Some people, a lot of people actually today have a hard time sweating, right? So they haven't activated their sweat glands like that in a really long time. The far infrared alone, just from clearing it out and really getting those pores open and detoxing and stuff, it's really great for that. One of the first couple of benefits we typically hear people say is I'm sleeping better and my skin looks better. That's usually like the first couple of benefits that they notice. Now, if you take it to say, if you get one of our models that also has the near infrared, now you're going to, again, you're just going to kind of level that up a notch. And that's when you'll start to see almost the reverse aging piece, right? Where you see the decrease in the, with the far, it's more of like a glow to your skin, right? Because you've like activated the glands and everything. With the near, what I've noticed is it's more that now you're starting to see the fine lines decrease and the acne is getting better and all of those sorts of things. My oldest is a teenager that has some acne. And when he regularly uses the sauna, we've noticed that
his skin is clear.
It's not there. Yeah. And he's an athlete. And so he's constantly sweating from that. And he's a freshman and he's been in sports the whole year, every day, you know, couple hours a day, games between soccer and then went right into basketball season. And when he's had the time, it's made a huge difference because you normally, you know, they're like sitting in all that sweat.
I do have a question that popped into my head while I was listening to that. Is it possible that when someone just starts out, they might see increased acne breakouts from detoxing stuff coming out that had been just under the skin and now it's coming out? Now you're going to have more breakouts at first?
100%. I mean, we're all bio-individuals. So how we detox is going to vary from one person to another, but that is definitely something that could happen. You could have skin issues. You could have more acne or more, I get kind of like splotchy things. I know a friend of mine just kind of would get like these little bumps similar to said, she said something she had when she was younger. So it all depends. And some people won't notice anything with their skin. If you detox too quickly, you know, you can have, which is why when you do start to sauna, you have to really kind of like ramp yourself up and get acclimated to it. But if you do it too quickly, then you can have those kind of more traditional detox symptoms people might think about with like nausea or headache or that sort of a thing. So you definitely have to kind of
start
take it
slow.
Easy.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I actually think I shared on the podcast one day that I had some giant eruptions like come up on my cheeks, which is not normal for me. And I kind of was like, what's going on? And then I realized I thought it was probably from the sauna, but the crazy thing was, is like something would come up and then within 2 days it would be gone again. It wasn't something that lingered forever. So it was like my body was getting rid of it, but then I was like the sauna almost healed it like simultaneously.
Yeah.
We talked at the very beginning about mental health just a little bit and that they're doing some work in the mental health space. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
One of our partners is Dr. Caroline Leaf. I mean, that's what she does. She's a neuroscientist. So she's dedicated her life's work to mental health. It doesn't have to be like you've been diagnosed with something, right? It can just be, we live in such a high stress society. And of course, we've seen that ramped up with all of the last few years, there's been a lot of fear, right, in people's lives and uncertainty and all of those things. So the mental health studies are ongoing and are new, and there's a lot of things going right now. But we do know is that obviously when you're stressed, your cortisol levels are higher. And what we do know is regular sauna use will decrease those cortisol levels. That's why you may see a decrease in anxiety or depression or just a boost in mood or seasonal affective disorder or, you know, whatever it is that you may be struggling with. But it's just because there's the link to the decreased cortisol levels.
Well, and then that decreased cortisol level is also going to translate to potential weight loss.
That's right. So between that and the fact that it's getting your heart pumping, the passive cardio, it's kind of a double punch on the weight loss.
So it's just doing a lot of things at one time that are all good.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So when we shared with our community that we are going to be talking with you today, several members wrote in with questions for you. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to read them to you now. And let's just start with Erica. She wants to know, are there any benefits or drawbacks to people who suffer with rosacea? She said heat and steam from traditional saunas tend to exacerbate the problem. Is infrared sauna going to be different?
It should be different. Again, each person is different. But the thing that we know is that whether it's a skin condition or an autoimmune disorder, you know, there are several conditions out there that are affected by heat or make people more sensitive to heat. What we know is that infrared sauna, because it's different, because again, the traditional sauna is just blast the heat and increase that ambient air temperature, because it's working to heat you up internally. We have found that people who typically can be heat sensitive or, you know, have things like rosacea, they are able to use our saunas, and it can potentially, not only can they use them, but it can potentially help decrease symptoms.
Awesome. So that being heated from the inside out, as opposed to externally, is what's really going to make the difference.
Correct.
All right. So Carissa has a question. She says, my husband and I will be building a house down the road, and we talked about building the sauna into a bathroom plan. So do y'all have built-in sauna options for people who want to like build it right into their bathroom as they're building a new build?
We do. We have a custom sauna team that can make all your dreams come true.
That's fun. That is fun.
Yeah. It's really cool. There's some really cool designs out there that people have done over the past few years.
I'm filing that away.
Yeah. You know, she asked that question and I was kind of like, I don't think they do that. But see, I learned
right.
something new. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
All your sauna dreams. I heard that.
So several members have asked, is it okay to keep a sauna outside?
So it is okay. We have three different wood types. We have basswood, cedar, and eucalyptus. I would not recommend putting the basswood outside. In fact, yeah, don't do it. But you could put one of the cedar or the yucca outside. If you chose to do that, you would 100% need to have a cover. We have a company that we use in California that we've used for years that hand makes our custom covers. You do need to have a cover on it. That being said, yes, you can. Would I recommend it? No, I would not, because this is still a box with electrical components that you're now putting into the elements. And even in some places, you know, you've got the potential for the differences between the exterior temperature and the internal temperature. Now you could potentially create a scenario for mold to grow on the exterior of the sauna. You can, and people do it. You do have to have the cover in order to keep the warranty in place. But I would really try hard to put it inside. Not to mention, we know that if it's indoors, if it's in a place really convenient and it's not outside, statistics show that you're going to use it more often as
well. That's true. Yeah. I've got mine in a corner of my garage and it's great.
Yeah.
I converted my dining room to a sauna room.
I love that.
So when you walk in my garage door, kitchen's to the right and sauna's to the left. And I don't even care. I'm kind of like, it's my house. That's where I want it.
I'm saunaing. Exactly. That's
great. Exactly. Yeah.
So Julie has a few questions. First of all, let's start with, are they low EMF? You know, everyone's talking about EMF at the frequency that we hear with Wi-Fi, and that's not great for us. So what about your saunas?
EMF is definitely something you need to think about. So we have always used a third-party vendor to do our EMF studies. And the years kind of run together these last few years, don't they? So
they do.
Yeah. So about a year ago, I think it was January of 21, we had all of our models tested. Before, we had only had some, but as it became like increasingly more important for people to understand, because we've always tried to do things to improve the sauna. I mean, that's 100% we're going to do. So I can say, and you can find all those documents on our website, but everything is, I mean, it's less than one. It's almost undetected on all of our models.
That's good to know. She's really interested in getting a sauna for detox and weight loss benefits, but she just doesn't know which one to get. So she wants to know, how do your different saunas, how are they different from one another? And she wants to know if she can get the same benefits from the portable single sauna as you get from the full-size sauna.
Yeah. So, you know, there's not a right or wrong answer. There's a right answer for each individual based on what your needs are, how much space you have available. Your budget obviously comes into play too. So we have three different lines, so to speak. So the portable, our solo system, is part of our signature series. The solo system, and then there's a 1-4 person cabin unit, which is our signature. So those are far infrared. So again, an amazing option to go with, because far is delivering all of the benefits, right? The solo system is pretty neat. You have full control of the temperature, not only of the dome, but also of the pads underneath. So you can really customize it to your experience. You can get, if you want a hot experience, which some people do, it can be pretty intense in the solo if you want it to be, just because obviously that's a confined space, right? That's a really great option if you don't have, you know, you don't want to convert your dining room into a sauna room, or you travel or whatever. Like, I've thrown a solo in the back of my car before. So that's a really great option if the solo, if that's what you want. On the cabin units, again, with the signature series, it's a 1-4 person. You've got like your basic panel to operate it. So it's on off temperature timer setting. So it's super easy to use, and you can set it to for however long and whatever temperature you want. And you're going to get in, you're going to get those far infrared benefits. Our next models, I guess, are going to be our Amplify. So the Amplify is the signature. So exactly the same. We offer the Amplify in a 2-3 person. What makes it different is that infrared in and of itself, you're looking at probably a max temp of like 155. That's kind of like the max temp. Some people like that hotter experience. Some people really love a traditional sauna. So with the Amplify, we took the signature cabins. Again, it's the same as our Signature 2 and 3, but it's the Amplify 2 and 3. But we added two ceramic heaters in there to really blast heat. So when you get into an Amplify, you can be sweating profusely from the moment you get in, if that's what you choose. So the reason someone would choose an Amplify is because they want that hot experience. So there's no additional health benefits per se. It's just that it's going to give you a different experience.
They're getting a hotter ambient temperature.
They're going to feel it. That was a lot of information to throw out at them. And they're probably like, I don't know what to get. They can call Sunlight. You'll walk them through and help them. I remember when I was getting mine, I actually talked to you, Nicole, and you convinced me to get the three person, even though I'm in there by myself, although Sherry has been in it. Sherry actually helped me put it together.
Amazing. It's true.
It was so much fun. It was true. It was New Year's Eve of 2020. We put it together.
Oh, awesome.
It was so much fun, but you told me that in the three person, I could lie down. And that was like, well, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to want to lie down. And I do.
That's the other thing to consider is like, who's using it? Is it one person using it? Is it two? Do you want to lie down? I've never heard someone say, I wish I got a smaller sauna. I've only heard someone say, I wish I got a bigger sauna. And you,
that's me.
Yeah. And you, Jen, you have our last line, which is the Impulse, which is the far, which is what we've already talked about, but it's also the mid and the near separated out. So it just takes, again, a couple of those benefits and levels them up. It doesn't have the basic operating system like the Amplifies and the SIGs do, where it's like on-off temperature timer. The Impulse line, which has a 1 to 5 person, it's a tablet. It's a tablet. It's got preset wellness programs. So you can get in there. Like I think you were saying, Sherry, you did the pain relief, right? So pain relief is one. It's what we've done is we've taken the blend of far, mid, and near that needs to happen in order to deliver really, really strategically the benefit you want. So whether that's the pain relief, there's a relaxation, there's a detox, or you can just set it to a temperature and use it that way too.
A custom setting.
Right.
I have a custom setting, but sometimes I'll pick a program. Sometimes I'll pick a custom. It's nice to have that option. And then I can lay down or I can stand up or I can do whatever I want.
Exactly.
Jess has a sauna and she says, I'm impatient, so I usually get in before it's fully up to temperature. And then I stay in for about 40 minutes once it comes to temperature. Most of the time I have a good sweat, but sometimes I barely sweat. Does the amount of sweat indicate anything? Also, is there a magic amount of time to stay in?
You know, if you're really maxing out your sauna experience, you're going to sauna every day for 45 minutes. Beyond that, you're really not getting any additional benefit. So if you, in a perfect world, that's what you would do. I always heat mine up for an hour before because I want it to be
ready to go.
Ready to go. And it depends. Like, so mine's in my basement. It's in the unfinished part of my basement and I live in the Midwest. So when I get in there, mine is usually 65 degrees. I want to wait till it's like 140 or so to get in. So for me, I'll heat it up for an hour or so and just kind of build that in. You can pre-program it too. That's something maybe she doesn't know. You can pre-program it so that it starts an hour ahead of time. And as far as how much you're sweating, I sweat different every time I use it. You know, depending on what your toxic load is, your lifestyle the previous few days, like you've been out, you know, having a lot of wine or staying up late or maybe taking care of sick kids or you've been sick or whatever, I wouldn't expect your saunaing to look exactly the same every time you do it.
That's a great tip.
I know mine doesn't. And some people have a harder time sweating just in general, no matter what they do. I'm one of those people. I never sweat unless I'm running outside in the summer or I'm in my sauna.
I think I'm just assuming your level of hydration is going to make a difference as well, because I don't sweat as much in the morning when I use it as I do in the evening. And I'm assuming it's just because I'm more hydrated throughout the day than like straight from bed.
That's interesting. I never thought about that, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right. So Terry is wondering if there's an optimal distance from the heater, because I also often wonder that too. Like I heard you say earlier, it can help with cellulite. So sometimes I'll like be laying down and I'll put my legs up in the air. It can like reach the back of my thighs. I'm not kidding. Now everybody can imagine me in the sauna, like on my back with my legs up in the air. Do you want to be close to them? What does it matter?
It's going to depend. If you have a far infrared, I mean, you're surrounded by your heaters in a sunlight. So whether you have a far infrared or far mid and near in the impulse, which is our far mid and near, you have far mid and near located in all of the heater panels around you on the bench.
So it's just surrounding you.
It is literally surrounding you. Now, if you're looking at other companies, you do want to pay attention because like I mentioned that near and mid earlier. So with mid and near, so far travels the furthest. So anybody that's in a sauna and it's a far infrared, probably no matter where you're sitting, you're going to get it. You have to start to pay attention to where the mid and the near are because they don't travel as far. And near specifically, so for your cellulite question, near specifically, you do have to be pretty close. So what I usually do is I'll spend half my time with my right side closest to the back, and then I'll turn and I'll spend the other half with the left side because you do have to be pretty close to it. Yeah.
That's a great tip. We are going to have a link today in our show notes so that listeners can connect with you. They can also visit lifelessonscommunity.com/sunlighten. Once they visit that link, what happens next? When they go to your website, they start exploring sauna options. Can you just talk us through just the purchasing aspect real quick?
You're going to click the link. You're going to see, you know, whatever you want to see, whether you want to look at studies or whether you want to look specifically at the health benefits or the models. I mean, there's all the dimensions, of course, on there. And then if you decide like, hey, let me see, like I have some questions. Most people have questions, whether they're technical about the sauna or just about infrared in general, you can fill out a get pricing form or a chat with one of our sales reps form. You can't purchase online. You do have to speak to one of our sales reps in order to purchase. And the reason for that is simply because we have over 30 different individual models. We're not there to sell everybody, the five person, all the bells and whistles. I mean, we want to really understand what are your needs. So when you talk to one of the sales reps, like, what are your needs? How much space do you have? You know, what is your budget? And we're going to find the right fit for you. You would have to talk to one of our reps in order to, you know, get most of your questions. There's a chat function. If you have like really simple questions, there's a chat function. But we find it easier because infrared's not new, but it's still really new to a lot of people. So we do find that people do appreciate taking the time to talk to one of our reps. Then they'll let you know you're going to get a discount through using the link. You're going to get up to $600 off cabins and $250 off solos. If you don't use the link, you want to make sure that you mention how you heard about Sunlight.
Mention life lessons, definitely.
That's right. That's right. Because that way you can get that discount.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And hopefully everybody learned a little bit of something about saunas and why Jen and I love them.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Before we get to the listener-led lesson of the week, we want to take a minute and invite you to the Life Lessons VIB community on Circle. Not only can you interact with Jen and me in a private online community, you can also connect with other listeners and community members. I will be hosting monthly Zoom hangouts where we can just connect and talk. We just have a little coffee chat, or you can bring your wine if it's dinner time.
If it's that time. That's what it says on Intermittent Fasting Podcast, or it used to. I don't know if it still does.
One of our girls in our DDD community, she hosts coffee chats a couple times a month, and the members love them. And I've never been able to participate because they're always during times that I'm either sleeping or working. I just thought, you know, what a fun way to sit down and connect with the community, and community members get an opportunity to get to know each other. I always see them talking after their coffee chats about them, and kind of jealous that I don't get to be there. So we're going to just do our own little coffee chat happy hour once a month. And if you guys want to have a topic, we can do that. If we want to just chat, we can do that. You can join us in this new VIP community by going to lifelessonscommunity.com/VIP. Choose your monthly membership contribution of $4.99 or $9.99, and you can change to a different tier at the end of any month simply by managing your subscription within the platform. We want you to choose the option that feels like the right value to you. So if you truly get value from the podcast each week and you want to participate in the community, you know, we would hope that you'd be willing to choose the higher package, because all of that helps support the work that we are doing on the podcast and the costs that are associated with it. Best of all, if you are one of those current Facebook members who constantly posts about you miss Jen, or you like to send me things to send to Jen, Jen will be here.
I'm so excited. The best part is being so there, because I've missed the community too. And I hope that you scheduled the monthly Zoom hangout at a time I can be there as well. Because again, like you, the coffee chats are often a time I can't go. I would really like to be part of that.
Well, we'll have to brainstorm and come up with some good time that's good for everybody. Yeah. And we'll announce in advance.
In the community.
In the community. So, yeah.
Got to be part of the VIP community. We'll send out things by email, which is fabulous. That was something about Facebook that was very frustrating. You know, I've talked about this before. Running a very large group, like, for example, with 300,000 and something members, when we had the DDD community, the Delay Don't Deny Facebook community when I was still there, and you would post a very important announcement. Like, it would be really important. Like, one time we did a fundraiser and we were raising money for like a food charity. And I remember posting it. And then after it was over, people were like, I never saw that. I mean, we were posting it as announcements, but there was no way to communicate with everybody there. Facebook didn't allow it. They didn't want to show that message about your charity that you were sharing that day. So they didn't. But here, if we have really important news, we can email it out to everybody.
Yes.
That makes it great.
That's a great benefit. And the other thing, too, is today I had to have to do post approval in Facebook because we can't let people talk about things that would get us in trouble with Facebook. And then they would shut the Facebook group down. And then we would have no way of having community on Facebook anymore. So we can't let people really talk about supplements and medical conditions and that sort of thing because we want to stay under the radar with the artificial intelligence that Facebook has. And as I declined a post today where somebody was asking about a supplement, I thought to myself, you know, these are the kinds of questions people are going to be able to ask in the community because we don't have post approval and we don't have to worry about
the artificial intelligence. Now, we're still not giving medical advice just because that's not us, but you don't want to take medical advice from anyone on the internet, even if they're a doctor. That's what I've found to be just astonishing. People will go and ask for medical advice on Facebook all the time. I remember that when I was there. And people who are doctors would be like, now, I can't tell you what to do because you're not my patient. So even doctors wouldn't give medical advice to strangers on Facebook. But, you know, I'm not going to take it for some random person I don't even know. So anyway, that's just important to keep in mind. So don't come and talk about politics. We don't want that. Please no politics. And please don't ask us to solve your medical condition. But other than that, I can't wait. I'm so excited. So next we have a segment we call our listener-led lesson. It might be a life hack, a book recommendation, a special recipe, a kitchen tip, or anything along those lines. And today's listener-led lesson comes from Grace. She says, declutter for 15 minutes. I have a calendar reminder to declutter every day for 15 minutes. I'll tackle one drawer or one cabinet and pass along donate items that I no longer need. Have a donation box or bag available and keep it going until it's full. Then take it to the donation site. Doing decluttering daily and in small steps makes the task less daunting and it becomes a habit. I really love that. And we were talking earlier today, Sherry, off the air, I think, about how we use our phone calendars different ways. And I actually put a daily reminder in there. Like, for example, twice a week, I have to check junk email because I realized that a lot of really important things go to the junk box.
And that you were missing it.
Yes, I was finding some really important stuff in the junk box. And so I made myself, I think it's like Tuesday and Friday. I can't remember. I don't have to remember because it shows up in my calendar. That's my task for the day. One of my tasks is to check my junk box and it just automatically shows up every Tuesday and Friday or whenever it is. And then I just delete it from my calendar when I've done the task for the day.
That's a great tip.
Because I'm not looking at a lot of things. I'm not looking at reminders and to-do lists and my calendar. I just only look at the calendar.
Yeah.
And I have them set up as all-day events, unless it has to be at a certain time. Yeah.
I gave sort of a decluttering life hack today in the DDD community. Somebody was asking questions about cleanish and, you know, that they're trying to clean up their eating, but that sometimes it seems overwhelming and cooking and all of that. And, you know, one of the things that I suggested was keep your kitchen clean. Because as we shared in an episode last spring when we talked about decluttering, research has shown, this is real scientific research, that people who live in cluttered houses and have cluttered kitchens are more likely to be overweight and suffer from diseases like high blood pressure and diabetes. The connection I make is because you are more likely to grab convenient food that doesn't have to be cooked and prepped and all this. So if you have clean workspaces, and then it's just that much easier to clean up your life in other areas.
Yeah, that's fascinating research. And I think that's a plausible theory as for why. Because if everything's a mess, you're like, I just can't. I can't cook a meal. I need to clean up. But if I cook a meal, it'll be even more to clean up. So not going to do it. But yeah, I keep my kitchen really clean, and that makes a difference. Like, everything has to be put away. I don't go to bed until the dishwasher's running. And then I go to bed. And then the morning, first thing I do, unload that dishwasher. And so stuff's not just stacking up in the sink, for example. I have my routine.
Right. Yeah, I cannot cook if I have a dirty sink. Like, if I've got dirty dishes in the sink,
No, you got to clean it up first.
I got to clean it first.
Mm-hmm. And I also don't, like, leave stuff in the sink.
Well, your husband must be better trained than mine.
Oh, no, I don't leave stuff in the sink. Notice I said the word I. I didn't say anything about anybody else.
Okay.
Oh, Will is here living at home right for now, and he leaves stuff in the sink. And I've had to learn to let it go, and it's not stressing me out, and I'm okay. Because after we go to bed, we'll have like a peanut butter sandwich or something, peanut butter and jelly. And so I'll wake up, and there's the, it's no big deal. I'm okay. I can He could eat, because I just remember the first night after I was running the dishwasher, and I look over and he's eating something, and I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Let it go. And so that day I let it go, and I'm not stressed about that anymore. But I love Grace's tip to declutter for 15 minutes, because that's really easy to do.
Right. Just squeeze in 15 minutes. I tell you what, nobody has time to do things they want to do. People complain all the time. Put your headphones in. Listen to part of a podcast. Listen to your favorite music. Make it your time. I find it to be kind of a meditative thing. Just try my music and start cleaning up. And you literally cannot think about the other million things to do once you just like turn on some music and get in the groove.
That really is true. That's a great tip. I wonder if you can set, I think you probably can. You could probably set Apple Music. I mean, I don't know. We're iPhone people. I know you can set the timer. You can. There's a timer on your, in the clock. If you go on the clock, set the timer, countdown, and what it does at the end of the timer, like you might think the only thing it can do is play an alarm, but you can set it to stop something from playing.
Oh, really?
Did you know you could do that?
No, but I use Spotify exclusively. But there's like a sleep timer on it where you can turn it on to turn off after 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's what this does. It'll turn off whatever's playing. And that's what I do at the beach, because I realize I don't like the TV we have in the beach. But I like to watch TV to go to sleep. Nobody needs to tell me that might be a bad idea. I don't care. It's what I do. And I like it. So I'll have the TV on. But at the beach, I don't like the television. So I'll have it on my iPad. And so I have my iPad right there, and I'll set it to go off after, you know, a certain amount of time. And it just turns everything off, including the screen, like a sleep timer. But it will do that for music. It'll turn off whatever's playing. So if you wanted to declutter for 15 minutes and you have an iPhone, set your timer for 15 minutes to turn off whatever's going. And when your music turns off, you know you're done.
Yeah.
That was a long way of saying that.
Another great tip. We're full of life lessons today.
We have a lot of them.
Well, at the end of each show, we share a motivational quote from a listener. And today's quote comes from Annette in Indiana. She said, "My wise mama told me this frequently when I was growing up. And it's such a valid statement when we are constantly challenged with self-doubt and negativity." Her mama would tell her, "You are as good as the best and better than the rest." Then she added, "Thank you, Jeannie. I love you, Mom."
Oh, that's nice.
So I hope her mom's listening.
I hope so, too. You are as good as the best and better than the rest. I love that. So, listeners, thank you for joining us today. Make sure to join us in the new Life Lessons VIP community, not on Facebook, although we're not closing down the Facebook group. This is just a little something special where you can support the podcast for $4.99 or $9.99 a month, and you can have community if you would like to. Your support ensures that we can keep bringing you episodes of the podcast each week. So go to lifelessonscommunity.com/VIP. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and we would love for you to leave a review so that we can reach others. Do you have a story to share for our good news segment, a listener-led lesson, or a motivational quote that means something to you? Or do you have an area of expertise that you want to share as our featured guest for the week as we present our weekly life lesson? Email us at connect at lifelessonscommunity.com and then listen each week to see if we share your story or tip. Until next week, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Instead of traditional podcast ads, we develop sales and affiliate relationships with companies we love.
When you shop with us, you'll not only have access to great products that we've personally vetted, but you'll know that with every purchase, you're helping to support the podcast and make it possible.